Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue, beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brox gets hands-on in the book Exploring the World of Drink and Plants in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
A book by writer Amy Stewart called The Drunken Botanist, The Plants That Create the World's Great Drinks, found its way into my hands a couple of months ago. I was quite taken with its illustrations and recipes, with its witty prose and scientific nomenclature. Books about food and plants and projects take up a lot of room at In My Backyard headquarters. It got me thinking about the best way to incorporate current books into these pieces. After pondering for a bit, I realized that the best way to get a book talked about, and talked about well, for In My Backyard is to put it in the hands of someone who can actually do something with it besides read it and give their impression of it, like I would. No, only experts or total geeks will do. So this time I went to Mike Miller, also known as Flip Flop, a bartender and booze innovator at Urbana, Illinois restaurant Black Dog Smoke and Ale House. I gave him the book in a 6-week lead time, and he agreed to an interview at the restaurant at the end of May while it was closed, and in exchange I told him if he liked the book, he could keep it. Challenge accepted. Actually, the book itself is also the result of a bit of a throwdown between author Stewart and a gin-hating friend.
Amy Stewart was at a botany conference, and she wanted to... She bought a bottle of gin for a friend, and unfortunately, he did not like gin, and she tried her best to convince him, which she did, of this cocktail, making him a fan of gin. There are so many great uses for vegetables and other fruits to make a cocktail more palatable, to make somebody disgusted by gin or tequila or... insert random liquor here to make it actually enjoyable for the person.
Stewart's Mamani Gin and Tonic won the day, but in the process, she and the friend realized that all alcohol, wine, beer, and spirits, is botanical. The Drunken Botanist is divided into three parts: how alcohol is distilled or fermented from plants, how other plants, herbs, fruits, flowers, trees, etc., can flavor and infuse the resulting varieties of alcohol, and how those same plants can be cultivated in the home garden to mix and garnish a cocktail. Mike went to great pains to tell me that while there are a few legal distilleries making the good stuff in the state of Illinois, no one in our area, he said sadly, it really isn't legal to make your own spirits at home. So what can the home bartending enthusiast do to existing spirits to make them more interesting? Go local.
The first time I tried to make a peach bourbon was with some peaches I bought at a very large local grocery store, and that was very, very rough to drink. And then when some folks at the farmer's market from Murfreesboro had some of their peaches and used that, and I think that is what might have won my girlfriend's heart, making her some peach mint juleps with just some really cheap bourbon with very high quality peaches, locally raised, and the flavor just is incredible.
Another example of this would be Black Dog's signature Peptec, or pineapple pepper tequila. It's tequila infused with a not local pineapple and a probably local hot pepper that was on the menu for a while. Fell off when things got busy at the restaurant, but made a comeback when Flip Flop took on infusing duties. It could be that the title of this piece, Dazed and Infused, comes from partaking of the Peptec. It could be. Myths and misunderstandings abound regarding alcohol, which really shouldn't be surprising. The worm at the bottom of the tequila bottle? Amy Stewart lets it slip that the inclusion of the larva of the agave snout weevil is a marketing ploy, Mike told me. It's not part of the recipe. It's also at the bottom of a bottle of mezcal, not tequila. Stewart's book, Mike says, does a good job of straightening out several of these misunderstandings.
And that's another thing that she does a great job of, is describing the different styles of liquors, the differences between mezcal and the different styles of tequila, the difference between rye whiskey and bourbon and Canadian whiskey and Irish whiskey. She runs through so many different topics, and it feels very concise.
So am I getting the book back or not?
She has two clear audiences defined here. You, the gardener, me, the drinker, and her ability to be able to talk to both of them. And hopefully there's like a Venn diagram of people in between. That's where I want to be. I want to know some more about the botany, and this book is definitely going to help me out.
Find out more about Amy Stewart's book at the In My Backyard website at will.illinois.edu/inmybackyard. Whether you're a plant nerd or a liquor aficionado, there's something fascinating in there for every reader. The interview was done. The restaurant was empty. It was time, Mike decided, for a Mamani gin and tonic. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. One day